Okie dokie. Now, to finish off a story, a yarn I was talking to you about yesterday, about ice cream that makes music, literally as you eat it. I know, it's weird. Here's the sound of it. This is literally two people eating these ice creams. They're sitting side by side. Yes, that's fair dinkum. It's called Wee Scream. Now, it's not, don't make a connotation with ice cream and wee. I'm not trying to be rude. The wee being the opposite of I, an individual, in ice cream. And it's actually designed not just to be a cool idea, but to make eating ice cream and potentially eating in general a more social thing to do. You know, instead of just scoffing down your ice cream by yourself. There's been a very small trial at Monash University to see if this thing works and if people like it. And so far, the answers seemingly are all positive. The project's lead is Professor Floyd Mueller from Monash University, and he's explaining to me here how this interactive ice cream cone actually works.
Well, do you like ice cream?
Of course, who doesn't?
Exactly, so do we. We invented an interactive ice cream cone. It looks like a regular ice cream cone. It feels like a regular ice cream cone. It works with regular ice cream. You can use any type of ice cream. You put it in the cone, you scoop it in. But then what we did is it's a 3D printed ice cream cone, so you can't eat it. And in that small little hollow area at the bottom, we put a tiny computer in that can sense when you're eating the ice cream. And when your mouth touches the ice cream, we sense that. And there's also a little speaker inside that then plays little musical notes. So a bit like do-do-do-do-do-do. And because it's wireless, it notices when your friend is having the same ice cream cone and also eats the ice cream. And that ice cream cone also makes music. And if you're doing it exactly at the same time, then it even creates different melodies. So you're creating a soundscape together while you're eating ice cream.
So when you say a soundscape, is that to say it's random music and even somehow tied to, I don't know, how aggressive I take a mouthful of ice cream?
Yes, yeah, exactly like that. And we can use any type of sounds. We can take pre-recorded sounds, existing music. But we found at the moment these individual tones people found most exciting because it kind of emphasized to them to really pay more attention to how they eat and how much they enjoy eating ice cream and the social interaction that comes with it because people talk about it. Because that's what we found with existing ice cream. I'm not sure about you, but we certainly had the experience often that you eat an entire tub of ice cream and you kind of stop at the end of it and go, oh, did I eat the entire tub? Like, I wasn't even aware. I wasn't even enjoying it, even though I should enjoy it. And I think most often it's because we are looking at our phones at the same time and go through endless feeds and get distracted from the small things that bring us joy, such as eating ice cream with friends in the sunshine.
Have you been able to examine how much this does enhance the experience of eating an ice cream?
Yes, yeah. So we gave it to people at home that, you know, use it any way you like. So they had it for several days, weeks even, and use it any way you like with any ice cream you like. And they did tell us afterwards that they paid more attention to the flavor because the sound triggered a conversation with their partner about how they eat. So they realized, oh, my partner, you know, was in families or couples living together. And they said things such as, oh, I realized that I'm actually eating much faster than my partner does. Or I realized that my partner eats very differently because he or she consumes the ice cream in a very different way by making more pauses, but then having shorter bites, so to speak.
So is that to say that if I ate it slowly, I might be able to pre-record my Wii screen to, say, play some Bob Marley, presumably at the beach, but then if I'm in a real hurry and maybe in a bad mood, Nickelback busts out of my ice cream?
Yes, yeah, you can do things like that. So you use the music as a way to supplement or complement your eating. And we know that from prior psychology research, actually, that if you, for example, play crispier sound while eating stale chips, like potato crisps, then you actually find them crispier than they actually are, just because you hear a different sound.
Wow.
Or you can make coffee sound more bitter or less bitter, depending on the music plays in the cafe that you're sitting in. It has an important aspect to how we perceive flavor of food. So we see the digital as a new way to add flavor to our repertoire of food ingredients.
Wow. And Professor, I'm sure you're aware of the value of music to memory as well.
Yeah.
Surely then this music, and if it's a good experience, a tasty ice cream, it must add to the value of you recalling the experience of having the ice cream.
Yes, yeah, and that's certainly something that we're interested in doing next, because, yeah, we know a lot about, you know, dementia and the role memory can play and music can play with a recall of memory in that, but also, yeah, everyday experiences where people recall past events in their life through music and through taste and through smell in particular. So, yeah, that's certainly an area of future work we're really interested in.
The social benefit of eating together, do you think we might see this expand to other foods? Because, you know, the social value of all sitting around and sharing a meal and talking seems to be something maybe we're missing a bit during the old COVID-19 situation.
Exactly. Especially in these times, I think we become more and more aware that it's often these small things, such as eating an ice cream with a friend, that we are missing a lot. So what we're trying to do in the Exertion Games Lab is to developing technology to give people a fulfilled life. And as part of that fulfilled life, it is, I believe, these small things that are really important that are kind of under-supported with technology. We do all these big things in life, but the small things we kind of forget when it comes to technology support. So we're really trying to develop technology that supports these small things in life, such as sharing ice cream, but also we're now looking into supporting other aspects of eating with sound. So we're working with the hospitality industry and looking, for example, at the moment into drinks and see what we can do with that.
Finally, Professor, I know it was only a small sample base that you've done this study on, but did any of the participants report that perhaps they found it annoying or less satisfying having the music?
Nothing like that. What we want to do is we want to see how that, you know, carries out over a really long period of time. So we want to give people actually the opportunity to play their own songs, upload their own songs to the ice cream cone so that, you know, it can be different every time and fresh every time. So I don't know, when it, you know, for example, have a little celebration for your birthday and you want to, organize a little corporate function or some event and everybody gives one, so you can upload your own sound clips to the cone to create their a soundscape specific to the event.
And any chance of a musical hot dog coming my way anytime soon?
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe.
All right. Well, Professor, well done on what you've started, and I look forward to seeing how this develops over the years to come. And thanks for your time.
Good. Great. Thank you.
Professor Floyd Mueller from Monash University there. So no musical hot dogs?